Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to kick this off the same way we start off every episode, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We appreciate your ongoing support. Keith, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Norrell, thank you so much. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Absolutely. A returning guest.
There
Bob McKay. I'm the market manager of Superior Propane here in beautiful Fort McMurray. I'm here to chat with my buddy today.
There you go. So yes, this is what, your third or your...
Third, yeah.
Third episode?
Yeah.
Maybe third or fourth?
Maybe fourth.
Tanner, how many times has Bob showed up? Fourth,
four.
Yeah.
Four, hey now.
There you go. I think you might be tied. five is killing it. So Tanner is off camera telling me how many episodes. We got Keith McGrath and Cindy Amarondin from...
So I'm back next week then?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to beat him. And, oh yeah, Michelle. That's right. So, yeah, you're. I love talking to you.
Nice.
And I like the thing about you is we just chat.
Yeah.
So, tell me about Superior Propane. You've been with them for a little while now.
It's a little over 2 years. Yep. Yeah. And I know things are going super, man. Like I talked about before we get on camera. Super proud of how we're really getting heavily involved with the community. A lot of things, working with the different charities. Center of Hope has been a major important one to us.
Okay.
Work with them, United Way.
Yeah.
And just really reaching out to anybody that wants any help.
Okay.
One of the things that we thought was pretty cool this year is we bought a big barbecue. And we just will basically donate the barbecue and the propane to whoever wants to do a fundraising event. No charge.
Right.
Just bring it to them. You use it. Done.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
And so that's what I can you elaborate on that for me a little bit in regards to when you guys are supporting events, are you supporting it like by just giving cash and being title sponsors? Or are you having things like what you just said in regards to like, hey, I have this barbecue, please use it. Like if there's people out there who would like your help and your support, like what are the partnerships that you're looking for?
Yeah, so one of the things that I'm a believer in, I think all too often we just give a check.
Yeah.
And we think we get the glory and what have you with it.
Right.
And I'm using the old adage, instead of giving the fish, I want to teach them how to fish.
Perfect. Love it.
So I bring the barbecue, I deliver it to anywhere you need it. One of the things I do ask though is it is for a nonprofit or charity or maybe even one of the local churches, what have you, like up there.
Right.
And so it is. It's simply just that we bring it to you. And we, like I said, we provide all the propane and everything. When you're all done with it, don't worry about cleaning it, nothing like that there. We bring it back to our facility, we steam clean the whole unit.
Right.
And it's just solely for the fact to help the community, because a lot of times when we're trying to figure out ways to fundraise, you know, I've seen the different events where a buddy pulled a barbecue off his sun deck, it's maybe about 24 inches long.
That's right,
and
that's right.
You create a lot. This thing here we have, it can do 75 hamburgers at one time. So
Yeah.
So that's the whole idea. Like, we are going to be title sponsoring a couple upcoming events here. I won't say who yet, but I mean, we are going to be coming up. But overall, though, it is all about just helping the people help themselves.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
So you can reach out to us in at our local office here in town.
Right.
And we'll definitely talk to you and see if we can help you out.
Okay, cool. So did you guys just recently purchase this barbecue, or you had it for a bit?
No, we bought it here in the beginning of June.
Okay.
And so anyway, we had a couple things done to it, got a sign on it and stuff. And
Nice.
And then we start rolling it out. I just have some contacts. Like, I know a few people in the radio business that I told them about it. So when their communication with the different charities, they told me about it.
It's
cool. Like I just one of the first ones that we helped was the Center of Hope, Justin Slade Youth Foundation. We helped them out.
Awesome.
The Rehoboth event there, the African event there last week, arts and what a culture event
last
week. They helped them. This coming Friday, I'm going to be working myself. I'm going to be running the queue on Friday down at the Center of Hope. There's going to be a fundraiser for them down there.
Okay.
It's got the garage sale they're having down there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
so like
cool.
I say, I don't know. It's just, you know me for a while. I love the community. I love helping them out if I can.
Yeah.
If it's flipping burgers, I'll flip them, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, you were into the fundraising and traveling a lot for your child. yes. when
oh, yeah.
the dancing was going on.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's doing super, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. COVID's hit people in many different ways.
That's right.
And so her goal in her career was definitely to continue on in the dance world.
Yeah.
But, you know, due to COVID shutting everything down, she had to make a change.
Right.
And so it did take her, unfortunately, away from the dance industry. But now she's driving a haul truck out of Syncrude.
No
going,
way.
Going from ballet to haul truck.
Wow.
And she, God love her, she's loving it. So she's doing
Is
really
she?
Well for herself. And so proud of her. 21 years old. She's living in her own townhouse in Timberley here. She's got a cool little car. We just had done the car show, an Acton car show there.
Okay.
So, and I'm so proud of her. And my boy. My boy does the same thing at Suncor, does the haul truck.
Yeah.
And two granddaughters from him and his wife. Wonderful family. It's just,
yeah.
No, it's Fort McMurray. I tell you, man, whenever I hear anybody say anything bad, I'm like, nope.
Yeah. that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So you guys are officially empty nesters now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got two dogs. Got our Newfoundland dog and our husky. That's our babies now.
So what are you doing to kill the time now when the kids aren't there?
The camper.
The camper, right. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely.
Like, are you okay? But I don't want to put you on blast. Yeah.
Putting the pool in after the kids left.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
For the people who didn't hear Tanner, there may or may not be a pool going into the camping.
It's only
area.
A small one, 20 by 10.
Yeah, just small, you know, yeah. just big enough for like a friend or 10.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so the camper has definitely been taking up a lot of your time then.
Every weekend, man.
Every weekend still.
Yeah, every weekend we decided to remodel it because we looked at the price of new ones and just ridiculous. So anyway,
that's right.
We took it upon ourselves. We gutted it, remodeled it. We're just actually going on this weekend to install the cabinets and to install the pool this weekend.
Yeah,
hottest weekend of the summer, so perfect time to put it in, right?
That's awesome. And you still got the whole kitchen set
up, the big kitchen.
There?
Now we got a pizza oven there now. So we got the pizza, donair, the smoker, the barbecue, and a griddle.
Nice. And so when do you wrap that up? Well, like when do you stop camping out there, roughly?
Last year we ended at September, but we could have probably went to the end of October, but probably end of September we'll probably wrap it up and put everything away. But that's Superior Propane World, that's when we start wrapping up. So timing-wise is pretty dead on, right?
Me and Tanner need to make it out here.
I'd love for you guys. You guys, literally, man, I have a 48-inch ring of bonfire, pit fire ring.
Yeah.
And we fill that thing full of wood, man, and it's just the fire is like 10 feet tall and everybody's having a party, right? So
Tanner, we got to figure out how we can get out to Bob's thing before the end of September.
Yeah.
Donairs, pizza oven.
Steaks.
Pool.
Big pool.
Yeah, that's right. That's so cool. And so your wife still walking,
doing a dog
the young little things.
Yeah.
Like that must be so hot for her, and for the pets this time of year.
Yeah, and like I mentioned earlier, the thing I love about my wife is she cares about these like they're her own and like they're little people.
Yeah, for sure, that's right.
You know, she challenged a customer one time in regards to bringing her dogs out in these hot days and their paws on the asphalt. She literally told buddy, take your shoes off, you walk in the asphalt, see how it feels.
That's right.
And so God love her, she's doing super. That business is going really well. And it just shows again, goes back to community. We love our pets, right?
So, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, before I totally forget, because with you as a guest, I would forget because we just chat. We are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show.
No.
We are at Banquet.
Yes.
And the reason we're here is Splash and Dash is throwing a party tonight.
Yeah.
But for the people at home who don't know what Splash and Dash is, it's a car service where they come and pick up your car when you're sleeping. They detail it for you and then they drop it back to your house in the morning, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But the reason you came, not to... because you and me are boys, but it's because you've utilized the service before. So can you tell us a little bit about Splash and Dash?
Yeah, sure. So Roddy and Melissa, they're two of them are great people. Actually, Roddy used to work for me years back.
Really?
So I'd known Roddy before the Splash and Dash thing.
Okay.
So anyway, now, one of the things that when Roddy worked for me in the past, we were out at CNOOC, which is the old Nexen.
Yeah.
And he's always been so particular about what he does. Like whenever I gave him a job, he was like, he never turned it back in to me till it was done.
Right.
And so anyway, when he approached me about Splash and Dash, he said, Bob, you know, we got this business going. He said, just looking for your support and stuff. So in my previous employer, before I came to Superior Propane, I started to engage him then. And I'll tell you right now, the reason why I use him right to this day, this thing with the nighttime is phenomenal. Yeah,
a good idea.
We work, obviously our day starts at 6:30 in the morning. We, in the summertime, we wrap up about 4, in the wintertime a little bit later, but he comes about 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
He asks me, text Bob, where to kind of find the keys to this truck you want done. Picks it up 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I see the truck back there just gleaming. He drops it in our mailbox. And it's so convenient because myself, my other supervisors and stuff, they can't lose their truck during the daytime because we're on the road.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, man, it's just the quality of the work. Literally anybody who, we just had a truck go in there last week. I think the week before last.
Right.
It's like branding, like literally like branding. And you always, in the splash and dash form, they get two bottles of water and a cup holder, and little stinky hanging from the rearview mirror.
Nice.
Yeah, great work.
Great work. So you guys are using them personally and for fleet.
Yes.
It's such a good idea, though.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And you just nailed it. So, like, I'm hoping that people are watching that for this part.
Yeah, yeah.
When you are working out at site, you need your truck.
Yeah.
So, like, for fleet vehicles, this is a huge, huge benefit that, like, there's no downtime for your staff.
No.
It's a great idea. When he came on the show a few weeks ago, he's the second, maybe third guest that has had, like, a revolutionary idea in Fort McMurray where I'm just like, that's genius, and this is one of them.
And I'll tell you one thing that I really appreciated was one time we did have an issue with the windows. It was a windshield. It wasn't like, and you know, it's one of those things, you know, when you guys leave your home at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, the sun is like, bam, right in your face. Well, there was my truck, and there was kind of a spot where it wasn't totally cleaned up 100%.
Right.
I called Roddy at 6:30 in the morning. I sent him a text. I said, Roddy, the windows aren't. He was there within an hour. He's there. Sorry, Bob. Sorry about this. Like, he was on it. Can we get it tomorrow night or whatever? It was like, boom.
That's right.
Even though I know he worked all night on this truck or his team did, they were on it right away. So God love him. He's very good at what he does. Yeah. Him and Melissa are great. Yeah. Their team, phenomenal.
That's awesome. Now, listen, before we continue this conversation, because we are going to continue it, we got to throw it to an ad. Patchouli Rose, it's one of our sponsors.
Everyone, yeah. Yep.
She's going to talk about sunscreen. So enjoy listening to Carrie talk about sunscreen.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Okay, and we're back. Thank you, Carrie, for that little interlude. Okay.
She definitely need the stuff for her heads.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, see, as people know, I tan all the time. That's where this lovely color comes from. I'm actually quite pale.
I got the old wash tan.
It's one of those things, man, where like I've just embraced it with the wash tan. I just go with it because I never take off the watch. So you just gotta go with it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your business again, just for a little bit. Like, how can the community help Superior Propane? Where are you lacking in regards to? I know you guys crush it in regards to industry support.
Yeah.
People utilize you.
Yeah.
Is there people that you're looking to hire? Are there, like, what?
Yeah,
where
like,
can we help support?
Yeah, so right now, I know it's hard to believe, and you may have heard a couple of I'm using 100.5 Cruise FM. We've been using for some of our recruiting. And you may have heard our ad about, you know, people are currently, like, today, plus 30, whatever.
That's right.
We're thinking about who we're hiring for the winter.
That's right, 100%. you got to wrap up.
Yeah, we have to. And so we're looking for drivers right now. We're looking for what we call seasonal drivers.
Yeah.
And so our territory, we go from anywhere from south of Conklin. We go right to Fort Chipewyan in the wintertime.
Right.
And which you got to go to with me, sister.
Yeah. Swear. Oh, we're doing it this year. Last year, I forgot.
COVID, I think, or something.
So
we're looking for our drivers. It's excellent pay. There's a sign-on bonus involved. In the past, we were bringing in some guys from other areas. I'm a big guy, like, you know, with the community, so I'm trying to hire local as much as I can.
That's right.
So when you live local here, we pay a really handsome living allowance for living in North in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
And I know the competitive wages and good package overall. And I know two of my guys last year that we had on seasonal, we ended up hiring them full-time. So it worked out really well. But, yeah, we're looking for right now probably about six people for that.
Yeah.
Looking for class 3 and class 1.
Okay.
And the other thing, I got kind of a little project I got going on. It's not out there, but I'm trying to. One of the things I really want to do, our business, and we also do gas fitting as well. We install this equipment, not just tanks and filling them. We actually have a service department.
Okay.
The industry of being a gas fitter, specifically a propane gas fitter, is very, I don't know, it's not many guys in it, not many people in it.
Right.
I'm trying to get young people into it. So I just said, because it's an amazing career. Once you got it, you can go anywhere in the world to do it.
That's right.
But I got one young fellow doing it right now, a 20-year-old guy, and he's loving it. Like, you know, yeah. He just sees the value to it. And I won't lie, money's pretty damn good for it.
Yeah, that's right.
And but it's a neat industry. And again, it's propane and natural gas you get trained in. But for us, it'd be primarily propane, obviously.
Of course.
So I'm taking resumes. And for people that are looking for that, I want them to come in and see me. I don't want them to go online. I don't want them to go on superiorpropane.com. I want them to come see me personally.
That's right.
We'll have a conversation, but I want to see where they're at. Yeah.
Okay, so big recruitment drive.
Yeah.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, listen, my man. Tanner already gave me the watch tap quite a long time ago.
I know. Yeah.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's our problem you always had, though.
That's right. That's exactly it. And we'll talk after this camera is off.
Yeah.
But before we cut you loose.
Watch tap, not Tanner the show.
That's right. But before we cut you loose, as you know, everybody gets a shameless shout out and plug. Lights, camera lights, they're on you. Have fun.
Plug our community. Anybody that's watching this that doesn't live in Fort McMurray, all the stuff you hear, the negative stuff, it's wrong. We have such a strong community base, great people here. Look at us. We're pretty damn great, I'd say.
There you go.
But overall, no, really, it's hard to believe a guy from Halifax, Nova Scotia originally. Right now, I can tell you, wouldn't want to live anywhere else. So
awesome.
It's an awesome place.
Love it. Well, Bob, thank you for coming on again. We're going to have to get you back very soon so you can take the record returning guests. I want to give a big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Patchouli Rose, also, for telling us all about sunscreen. Thank you very much, Carrie. And we can't forget Splash and Dash. Like, what a revolutionary service.
Amazing.
If you're not using them, definitely use them. And by the time this episode airs, you're going to miss the awesome party that they're throwing at the banquet. But nonetheless, Splash and Dash, detailing.
100%, guys.
Awesome service. Hopefully everybody's having a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Enjoy your weekend.
Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.